Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. A few flurries possible at times. Lulls level off around 17. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. Dry with temps a bit below average. Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A pedestrian killed in a crash in East Topeka over the weekend has been identified. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The death of Fernando Alvarez, 26, early Sunday morning, marks the second fatal pedestrian crash in less than a month in the area of the 2500 block of Southeast Adams. The area was closed for several hours while police investigated the most recent crash. Not a month earlier, 72-year-old Emmett Leatherwood of Topeka was struck and killed in the same approximate area. The site of the crash was very near the location of a two-vehicle crash that killed six in 1985. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Well, ground broke last week on the new 75,000-square-foot YMCA in Hutchinson. The Greater Wichita YMCA received a $2 million challenge grant to help make that possible. Land was donated by the Hutchinson Regional Healthcare System and replaces the current Y on East 13th Avenue. It's a matching grant, so the project needs to raise $7 million by October to keep the funds. It'll cost $30 million total to build the new YMCA. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Listen to what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Hays Police Department reported that a 31-year-old man was stabbed multiple times during an altercation with another man outside of a bar early on Monday. The incident happened in an alley behind Chuck's Bar on 7th Street, where police said the man was stabbed in self-defense after he and another man attacked a 21-year-old. During that alleged attack, police said the 21-year-old stabbed one of the attackers and he got away. Police said that the second suspect attacked another man who attempted to intervene. The 31-year-old man was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover, though he has not been arrested. The second attacker, who police later identified as David Vandersant of Hays, was arrested for aggravated battery and is being held at the Ellis County Jail. Police said no other names will be released while they investigate the incident. Laura Clausen with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks announced in a press release that wildlife officials have made changes to the trout season, and many of these changes were made after angler feedback. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has adjusted the season, and now trout will be stocked around December 1st, January 1st, and February 1st to align the season with the most popular months anglers go trout fishing. And this also aims to reduce the risk to fish health from warmer waters still present in November. Anglers can fish for trout without a permit after March 31st. However, the daily krill limit of 5 trout and a possession limit of 15 will still be in place. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will focus on fewer, higher-density stockings at each site to give anglers better opportunities to catch fish at popular locations. Jeff Connolly, a Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Fisheries Program Specialist, said the adjustments introduced last year were well-received, allowing them to offer anglers a quality experience while keeping costs manageable. He said all stocked trout will be a catchable size, with a few trophy-sized fish included to make the season more memorable. Clausen said the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks plans to stock around 62,000 pounds of rainbow trout at more than 30 bodies of water for the 2024-2025 season. and anglers can also expect to occasionally catch rarer versions of the trout that are palomino or golden in appearance. People who want to go fishing for trout in Kansas must have a fishing license and a trout permit. Kansans who are 15 years of age or younger are not required to have a fishing license, but must have a youth trout permit. You can learn more about trout fishing in Kansas by visiting ksoutdoors.com. Governor Kelly announced that applications will open this Thursday, December 12th, for a second round of the Advancing Digital Opportunities to Promote Technology or ADOPT program, and the program will provide $10.7 million to organizations who are working to expand access to public Wi-Fi and connected devices. Governor Kelly said Kansas's digital opportunity programs empower Kansans to reach their full potential in work, education, and entrepreneurship, and the ADOPT program provides resources for communities to thrive in a digitally connected economy. The Kansas Office of Broadband Division continues to partner with entities that can procure, distribute, manage, and maintain devices for the equipment distribution component of the program. The devices will be provided to individuals who cannot connect to the internet, and the program emphasizes long-term loans for computers, laptops, and tablets to ensure sustainable access for qualifying individuals. The Kansas Office of Broadband Division encourages local governments, community organizations, educational institutions, and other organizations to continue collaborating and enhancing Kansas communities through ADOPT. To learn more about the program, guidelines, and entities eligible to apply, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, a ruling dismissing a legal challenge to Nebraska's medical marijuana initiatives has been appealed by John Kuhn, a former state senator who filed a notice of his intent to appeal on Thursday. The Nebraska Court of Appeals reported in a Friday filing that it has received the appeal. The case centers around a pair of ballot initiatives legalizing and regulating medical marijuana in Nebraska, as Nebraska voters approved both overwhelmingly in November. Before the election, Kuhn sued the petition sponsors and Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen, alleging that there was widespread fraud by petition circulators, and Evnen then joined Kuhn in the effort to invalidate the initiatives. On November 26, Lancaster County District Judge Susan Strong ruled that there was some fraud by circulators and improper conduct by notary publics. However, she found that when all the affected signatures were removed, the petition still had more than enough. It's not clear when the Court of Appeals will hear the case, and the initiatives are set to go into effect this month. A Nebraska man was arrested on Sunday in connection with the deadly Clay County crash in 2023. 22-year-old Justin Zorb was booked into the Custer County Jail but quickly paid bail, and he's been charged with two counts of motor vehicle homicide and one count of reckless driving. On August 9, 2023, Zorb was driving west on U.S. Highway 6 near Hastings in a semi-trailer loaded with animal feed. Court documents showed that he was using Snapchat on his cell phone and didn't see that the westbound traffic had come to a stop. When Zorb realized what was happening, he swerved into the eastbound lane, and the semi hit an oncoming SUV. The driver, 30-year-old Nicole Pevleka, and one of her children, 8-year-old Riker Schlittman, died at the scene, and three other children were injured. The family was from Davenport, a small village about 100 miles southwest of Lincoln. Zorb was arrested after the crash on a warrant from Hitchcock County, and charges were filed in the crash on Thursday. A judge issued a warrant for Zorb's arrest and set his bond at $5,000. Zorb paid $500 to be released from jail on Sunday, and his next court appearance has not been set. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on December 4th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Gerald Jones, Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Dennis Gilhausen, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dell Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the November 20, 2024 City Council meeting minutes. The motion carried. There were five building permits presented for approval, and Mayor Jones stated that the Street Sales Tax Ad Hoc Committee will be disbanding and turning it over to the Public Works Committee going forward. He said he would like to see them meet at least once a month. City Attorney Abigail Horn gave an update on the vacating of East North Street at the Christian Church. She met with the chair of the Christian Church Building Committee, and they reported that they are still in the fundraising stage for the project and will reach back out when they are ready to proceed with vacating. They said the city will have to move a water line, so they will need to work on easements before they vacate. Gerald Jones stated that back in March, Dale made a motion to have an ordinance prepared vacating the street. So, as of now, it's been 9 months later, and Gerald asked why it isn't done. Abigail stated the church has been working on the details and fundraising for the project, and the city would have vacated the street, but the church isn't fully prepared to move the water lines. Abigail stated that it's the cleanest to have it all done at the same time, and Gerald asked what the timeline is to have it completed. Abigail stated the city needs to work with them to see where they are at the moving the water line and getting the easement description, and she will be on their schedule whenever they are ready to move on it. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and City Administrator James Maru provided departmental activities. James also stated that the city's billboard lease is up for renewal, and a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to table the lease renewal agreement until the next council meeting. The motion carried. Gerald Jones asked for an update on the memorandum of understanding regarding the impound lot. Abigail stated she met with the sheriff to review the agreement, and the sheriff would like to present the agreement to the commissioners before proceeding. Gerald asked about funds for a new siren, and Alex stated that it's still looking favorable to have funds available at the end of the year to purchase a new siren. However, before ordering the siren, she would like to discuss it with the Finance Committee at their upcoming meeting. After an executive session with the city administrator, city clerk, police chief, and Officer Land to discuss security measures that could be jeopardized in an open meeting, the council meeting resumed, and Jason Jones asked for a brief synopsis of what transpires when a traffic violation is issued and when an arrest is made. Chief Sharp described the process from start to finish for traffic violations and arrests. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to adopt Resolution 15-2024, which is a resolution making additional and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, as written, with the following changes. Article 3 through 16 changed to Article 3 through 17, and the effective date, January 1, 2025. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to delay publication of Resolution 15-2024 in the City of Norton Employee Handbook until January 1, 2025, and the motion carried. Funeral services for Ray Drehair, 60, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow to today, Tuesday, December 10th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ray Dreher Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken leg or chef salad with whipped potatoes, country gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be orange chicken, rice, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 45 and breezy, with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of flurries before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 17 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 44 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 16. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 37. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 35. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 50. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 19 degrees. And our current wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 819, it is 820, it is time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs outlasted the Chargers on Sunday Night Football 19-17 following a Matthew Wright 31-yard field goal that doinked in. And the Chiefs are now 12-1 on the season as they have yet to play a really all-around great game when it comes to offense, defense, and special teams, as well as putting up a lot of points on the board. After the game, cornerback Trent McDuffie joined the SNF postgame crew on Peacock and discussed the season so far.
When you look at it, I don't think we've played our best football yet this season. Yeah. You know, and it's December, and we're stacking day by day each game. But, I mean, you talk about offense, defense, and special teams on all three levels just playing a great game. I don't think we've accomplished that yet. And some can say, oh, man, like, what's going on? But others can say, man, we're just starting to peak. You know what I mean? Let's just keep stacking, trusting the coaches, and, man, get ready for these next few games coming up.
McDuffie and the Chiefs will take on the Browns Sunday at 12 p.m. on CBS, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.